I guess so. Let's see. Who's Gary gonna marry? Rockhead?
Check her later, check her later.
I know who Gary can marry.
Don't call me spaghetti.
I know who.
The peanut butter girl.
Don't tell me Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I've had enough. But she is exactly the same way she was last year. No doubt about it, but the only thing is she's worse. You know all about that, huh?
Yep.
No, we call her peanut butter.
Well, she ain't with that certain person anymore, if you know what I mean.
No, but she's with a whole bunch of others.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. You ding dong. Then you know what I mean.
Tina.
Yes, Pat.
Now, Tina, it's 5:07 in the morning. What are you doing on the rig?
What are you doing on the rig?
Oh, Tina, now, I came on the rig. I could have went to bed right now, but I heard you on, and I says, I'm going to go on and talk to Tina.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's time.
I guess so. I ain't tired. I'm wide awake.
What are you, crazy?
What's a count?
Somebody show me.
1, 2, 3.
I don't remember that, Pat.
Remember that one, Nicky boy.
If Mustang comes on right now, he says, hey, they're doing all my routines.
Yeah. Wait, was that really Nicky that came down your store that one time when I was there?
10-4.
Wow, did he change.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
How about stick shift? Yeah, sure, get out of here. We got stick shift.
Yeah, you remember G1? Yeah, Stang always used to call him a fag. G1 always used to shout, used to go, how about it, Sticky?
Oh, yeah.
Gay one.
Gay?
That's what John used to call him, gay one.
So.
He used to come on the rig. Yeah, how about you, gay one? And then G1 will come back and start telling him off. John, you ain't got no brains.
Hey, Pat.
Come in. Come back.
Come in.
Stand by. Hey, Pat, we gotta get together. We have to all go roller skating again. Our old crew, we gotta try to get most of the people back.
After pizza.
Oh, wait a minute, Tina. How about just me and you getting together first?
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get together with other people. Temple?
Okay.
You know, Tina, you know, we got marriage plans to plan, you know.
Get Stang for the preacher.
Oh, don't forget, Pat.
Forget what?
What did I tell you tonight?
You don't want to say over the air, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're no good.
Pat.
Yeah.
Watch it bend over.
Hey.
Do you know I lean over? You know, bend over?
So, can't throw the shirt on me. I'm never wearing this shirt again.
Do you know Benty over?
Benty.
The Wee-O asshole.
The Wee-O and the Bunty-O.
Now, attention, class.
Remember Benty?
Oh, I remember Benty.
Remember Jerry?
Jerry. I don't remember Jerry.
Hey, Seb.
That was her cousin. She was going out with him.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jerry.
Seb.
Yeah.
I got a story for you. Tina could back me up on it, too, for sure. I think it was Sadie's birthday, and Benty went over there, right? And there was everybody. Everybody was over there, you know? She had a big party. And Bendy comes over, and she gives Sadie a present. She gives her these beer glasses, right? So it was funny because nobody wanted to drink out of them because they came from Bendy.
Wee-O glasses.
The Wee-O glasses. She felt so beat because nobody wanted to drink out of her glasses.
Might get a nose in it.
And remember when Nick put the, two cases of beer?
Remember, Rod used to call, when Rod used to come on here, he used to say, hey, Benty, you got a hooked nose, you know that? And then Benty would say, my nose ain't hooked. And Rod would say, sure it is, look in the mirror, it's a hooked nose. Roger, leave my nose alone. And then Rod used to say some other stuff too on the air, but I ain't going to say it on the air. I used to get a little bit more personal than that.
T-shirt.
He used to come on and say, Benty Blow.
Hey, Pat.
Come in.
Wait, hey, Pat, have a T-shirt.
What?
T-shirt, Donna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember the Pat remembers that one. My Pat.
I used to call her Flatso.
No way. Pat, who was, never mind.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Let's go, Rock.
Hey, Rock and Roll. How you doing, buddy?
Buddy.
Doctor again? Do you need my assistance?
Sure. Yeah, I got a sore throat. My ear is killing me. So I don't know. Go to the doctor, see what he says. I don't feel up to snuff. I feel way down.
Michelle, I've been swimming every day.
Swallow, that's how bad my throat is. No, I only went swimming 4 days in a row. What happened? Terrible.
Hey, Rock.
She needs spaghetti.
I don't know if I should waffle.
Rock.
No, oh, you have it?
Rock.
No.
Rock.
Not yet, Tina. Yes, Pat.
I know the cure. Tomorrow you go out and eat some bologna.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Full of bologna. Stupid, you know what he does? He makes a sharp turn and my ticket flew right out the window on the way home. I wanted to save that ticket, Rock. Why don't you pull over or turn around and we'll go get it?
Oh, sure. Pay another 35 cents, right? No, I didn't make no sharp turn, and that's not why he went out. What are you telling me I made a sharp turn?
Hey. How did the pilot know you were looking for me?
I said to the, right, first we talked to the guy by the gate, and I says, is this the flight so-and-so, whatever the number was? And he says, yeah. And we didn't see you, and, we all started to get a little bit worried, for sure. And then the pilot and the stewardesses come out. And after I took my eyes off the stewardesses, I went over to the pilot. Or Bob went over to the pilot. And he says, is this the flight, blah, blah, blah? And he says, yeah. And Bob says, is this all the people? And he says, yeah, everybody's off the plane. And Bob says, oh, because we're looking for a girl. And the pilot says, oh, you're looking for a 15-year-old girl? She's down there on the phone.
I was talking to Tina. See, what I did, every plane I got on, I made sure I went into the cockpit. And, you know, I was talking to the co-pilot and the pilot. Sure you are. We're not up in the air. Don't worry about it.
So I was sitting there and stuff, checking everything out, and it was really cool, terrible situation. So, you know, it was pretty cool, though, you know. It was a crappy plane, but, you know, what could you do?
How'd you like flying?
It was alright. I liked the takeoff, but not the landing. Takeoff's cool, but my ear was killing me, and I had to keep going into the bathroom, because it was the quietest place, and, you know, my ear, I feel lousy. I feel like I'm drunk, you know. I feel like I'm drunk and I had about 5 joints and I'm good. But I am terrible. I feel so, forget. Well, all I know is before the summer's over, I want to go down the shore and I want to go to Great Adventure.
Hey, Rock. Hey, Rock.
Rock.
What's your throat? Did you get your taco about yet?
Of course, they went out when I was just an itty bitty baby. I mean, I wasn't an itty bitty baby, but I was 5 years old.
Rock. Hey, Rock, I gotta tell you another story.
What story?
Before you come off the plane, right? I was saying to Chuck and Bob, I was saying, I bet you any amount she was pestering them pilots sitting on their lap driving that plane, right? Something like that, I said, right? And when you came out and said that, didn't you hear everybody laugh? Because I was saying that as a joke. I said, I bet you she was with the pilots, you know? And then you come out and say, yeah, I was in the cockpit.
Yeah, flight 10, I know. When I said, everybody started laughing. What's going on? Now, I made friends with all the pilots. I can't remember all the names. They introduced themselves and I introduced me, you know? But I forgot, you know? Because, like, as soon as I got on the plane, I, can I go in there? And, you know, I asked the stewardess, she said, sure, go ahead. You know, if I go in there, check them all out and everything, you know. And, terrible. One of them, right, he was young, though, pretty young. He was kind of cute, you know, he's alright. And, I don't know, I get into West Palm Beach International Airport. So, he's behind me, this one co-pilot, you know. And I'm checking him out, right? So I went and lost my ticket in the airport, but Delta found it and everything, you know. And, so now I go into the cafeteria, and there he is again, the co-pilot, you know, he's giving me the eye and everything, you know. So I walk by and I said, well, take it easy, you know. Watch out for those birds and everything, you know. I told him, I said, you know, be cool. And I walked away, so. Would you believe I got stuck in Atlanta? I was scared, man. I'm in this hotel room by myself, 2 big gigantic king-size beds, no, queen-size beds. Yeah, queen-size, yeah. And I'm just sitting there, so what do? I made a collect call to Sadie.
Yeah, I heard all about it.
Oh, I hated it, man. Sure, try to go to hell with John. Oh, I'm sorry, we'll have to take you to another hotel. Yeah, it's a stupid van, but the guy was cute who was driving it. I don't know who he was, but anyway. Yeah, it's a stupid van. He takes me over to this other stupid, I don't know, some kind of motel. There was nothing to eat. I was starving to death. There was nothing open. The stupid candy machine didn't work. The only machine that worked was the one with the Playboy books and the Playgirl books, and I sure as hell ain't gonna waste my money on that. That's the only machine that worked. I couldn't believe the cigarette machine didn't work. The candy machine didn't work. The only machine that worked in there was the Playboy and whatever. And Playgirl. I couldn't believe it. What the heck kind of hotel is this? I gotta go get something else to drink because my throat is killing me. So we catch you in a little bit. We'll be 10-6.
Hey, Rock, for a quickie. Rock! How could you go 10-6 that fast? Mercy, how about the shadow? You got a copy on a 1-7 base? Tina?